smoke
medical
weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy. Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy and Alessia.
What up, Alessia?
Woo! Sorry.
How you doing, baby?
I'm so good, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. I slept in like 11 hours, bro. It was crazy.
I know. You texted me that you were up for 24. Explain.
I was up from 4 a.m. to 4 a.m. and pretty much getting up for the Pat and Aaron show and then going to the Rays game and then at Diggs for about 11 to 12 hours. I was there from 3 p.m. I was at Dignitary Tea and Kava House from 3 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Everyone knows where to find you.
Literally, everyone knows where to find me. I'm sitting there on my laptop listening to old school radio. This is Hoppy Hour. What happened today with the plumber? Tell me about the plumber.
I kind of lied to you a little bit.
The whole basis of a friendship is that you don't lie.
So the plumber may also be my new hangout guy.
Oh my God. whoa. No.
But
no.
I was honest that he did come over to fix my sink.
And he did clean your pipes.
Not today.
Is that why? Is that why you're late?
Because
you were, and is that why your hair's all messy?
My hair's messy?
It's not completely together. I'm not going to lie to you.
No, I was also late because when I went to go take my, these sound like such typical, like made up excuses, but this actually happened. My neighbor's cat passed away, and when I was tossing the trash out, she stopped me at the trash can to tell me her story about her cat, which is so sad. Rest in peace, Bella. We really loved you.
I'm such an asswipe. I'm just putting it out there and being real. I don't really care anymore. That if somebody told me that their cat died, I'd be like, oh, that's great. Got to go record a podcast. I'm not saying you shouldn't have done that, but you're such a nice person that you communicate with people. And that might be why you have more friends. I'm just saying.
That might be why I'm late to work.
Are you late to work and a podcast?
I was late. This is my work, Ryan. This is my passion project. Wow.
I appreciate that. That really means a lot.
Yeah.
You know what word I hate? A lot of girls will describe this on like dating apps. And this is over the years of me being on dating apps on and off for 8 years. Oh, that sounds like a good hobby.
Hobby.
Nope. This is not a hobby. Not a hobby at all. I mean, it's hilarious. I do appreciate you viewing it as work, though. You know, I mean, it's absolutely out of control.
I feel so bad that I'm late, though. Like, I hope you know I take it seriously.
I don't care anymore. Slept until 1:30. Do you think I have my life together? Well, I sort of have my life together because we do have an announcement.
Ooh, announcement.
We have added our 8th sponsor to Hoppy Hour.
I love this one.
Counseling on Call. I have one of their clients as my psychologist every Friday at 10 a.m. And I talk to him on the phone for an hour. And if you are having mental health issues, you are not alone. You don't have to feel like there's no one that wants, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to worry that people don't care about you. Everybody cares about you. Call 727-605-0463. That's 727-605-0463. Counselingoncall.net. And when you go there, you will get the best psychologist around. But when you name drop that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, they will hook you up. Mental health is important. Everybody likes to use the hashtag every May and then June 1st. Go back to treating each other like dirt. So if you need someone to talk to, 727-605-0463, counselingoncall.net.
So excited for that.
Are you?
I am. And I think, too, like, aside from just needing someone to talk to, if you just need a quick little tune-up, you know?
If you need a quick little pipe cleaning. Alessia, what are we going to do with you? I'm so happy you have a boyfriend, by the way. That's like the greatest news I ever heard.
I
put it out there for you last week. I said I would rather die alone and make sure that Alessia finds a man. And I did it. Now it's time for me to find one. You know what I'm saying? Like, last week, I literally said to you, Alessia, did I not say that on this very podcast? I said, we need to find you a man. Actually, that may have been a part of the 5-minute clip that wasn't recorded. But either way, I did tell you.
You did.
But I did it for you.
I have a funny story.
What's up?
All right. So this is really bad, but I'm going to share.
Yeah, it is.
So I am seeing someone, and I know, right? Yay.
Round of applause.
This is the most awkward thing. I already regret starting, but he was over the other night and we were watching a movie, and then the next morning, my daughter, I'm getting her ready for school. He didn't sleep over anything because we have boundaries and children. So getting her ready for school, and she's like, Mom, she's really upset. And I'm like, what's wrong? Like, why are you so pouty this morning? She goes, I heard you kiss. And I was like, oh, and I didn't know how to respond. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, did that upset you? She's like, Mom, first of all, you said you wanted to take things slow.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Whatever your daughter's name is, hell yeah! I love that.
She's like, so you don't want him to be your boyfriend yet, but you kiss him? And I swear to God, this girl mothers me like she's the mom. She is the mom in our relationship. So that's what happened. So to answer your question, he's not technically my boyfriend
Why
yet.
Was mom saying prayers at 11 o'clock at night?
Oh, my God. I'm so bad. So
yes, that is what you said.
No more late night movies on a school night.
You say that. It's going to be Monday, 5 p.m. It's been a long day. You're like, I need Joshua, whatever his name is. Is that his name?
That is not his name.
Kevin?
Nope.
Ricky?
Nope.
Marco?
This is fun.
I don't even think you would tell me if I guessed. Because you got to be so private about it. Because our whole life matters about if Alessia is getting laid or not.
It's been the topic of our day one podcast, and we're like 14, 15 episodes in.
And we did it, Alessia.
Look how things progress, Ryan.
Then you look at me, and I'm doing pretty well in life. I have no complaints, don't really care. But I'm saying at the same time, like, everything, like, got you getting laid every night, and I'm over here dropping weight. Like, where's my body? I'm so skinny from all the Kratom and Kava. It's literally freaking me out.
We gotta change the topic. I have family in Canada listening. Hey, Ryan.
Oh, Canada. That was something else that was heard last night. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. And to Alessia's family, my mom knows absolutely everything about me that's ever been known about me since age 21 of my debauchery. So the little things you know about Alessia, trust me, be glad you're not related to me, because the amount of info you would know about me, you'd be like, oh my God, someone dump him in holy water. He needs help. Could you imagine if I was in your family and they knew about my debauchery in my 20s? They would be like, oh, we need to get him to a church now.
No.
We got to cleanse him of his demons.
You would fit right in.
No, I would not fit right in.
Yes,
your
you would.
Bougie, classy family.
That's not. No. Why does what? No.
You why would, does what? Have other people said it?
Yes, and I don't know why.
Because you're bougie and you're classy. I didn't say that you're white trash and annoying. I said the facts.
You're funny.
I am funny.
I want to give off a different perception. Did you bring my favorite game that I want to play?
I never bring it.
Dang.
That was a one-time thing. What are you, butthurt about it? You a little upset?
For the record, everybody, the game is called Butthurt, and it's...
Yeah, that's probably a good thing to explain. In the first episode, we played a game called Butthurt where you debate things like who has a bigger body count than that. I loved how when we played it, by the way, it was like the most debaucherous ones. There's some in there that's like, who could run a quicker marathon? But for Happy Hour, it was who has a higher body count and who's a worse drunk? It was just very Happy Hour.
I know that you sifted through and pulled those cards, Ryan.
I did not.
You did.
856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. I can already feel that this show is going off the rails, but what I'm saying that in a good way. I'm saying that in a way that I'm proud. So when Alessio is listening to this while driving home and goes, oh my God, I think our show went off the rails. I'm saying this as a good thing. I'm talking to future Alessia that's going to listen to this podcast and go, oh my God, we did everything wrong. Guess what? As human beings, we never know what we're doing.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Before I totally rudely went to break, I cut you off, even though it was a good one-liner and no one would have ever known what you said. What did you say?
I have no filter, Ryan, and it's going to get me in trouble with
this. It already got you in trouble with your daughter. Your lack of a filter already got you in trouble with your daughter. Dude, your daughter is going to be the most successful woman ever, and I'm not saying you're not successful. I'm just saying, like, she's going to look at all the choices you made and go, I don't want to be like mom. I think she's going to be like... I know, and I'm not saying this as an insult, but like a bookworm, like a nerd, like all A's, behaves in high school, doesn't really go out because she sees how mom's wild at 37.
You are, first of all, Ryan, I'm 32 years old.
I love aging you. It's hilarious.
Oh my gosh. You always say I'm so conservative and need a life and I'm so boring.
I'm proud of you. It's just when your daughter is telling you what's up.
It was bad. I honestly didn't know how to respond. I felt like a child again, like a teenager getting in trouble and reprimanded by her parents.
But this time, the person that was reprimanding you was born in 2015. You know, it's a little different. Before, I was your parents, but now it's a kid that literally was not alive during 9/11 going, I think you need to watch your emotions, mother.
Yeah.
I think you need to make sure not to get heartbroken, mother.
She's like, you gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself, girl.
Did she really say that?
No.
I was about to say, wow, you got a really sassy 8-year-old. This following segment's been brought to you by RichKBarber.com. Rich Keeley, the best barber in all the Bay Area. If you go there at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, they will hook you up, Rich will. That's what he identifies as, is he/him, or they, I guess. If you go there and sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com, he will hook you up with a great deal. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at amiracademy.com. Next Friday night, I'm going because I have to go to bed every night and his classes are from 4 to 9 p.m. and it's kind of hard to get all like pumped up to work out. I'm also using it as an excuse because I'm a little depressed. So next Friday, I'm going to Amir's and I'm going to punch that bag.
If you go, I'm going.
Let's go.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
856. 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, which I don't know why you wouldn't be, use the talkback feature. All right, Alessia Calandra. Oh, God. What's going on in your pile over there?
Well, Ryan, we have a few things. Let's start with Kanye West today. So
why?
Apparently, he was saying Jonah Hill's movie 21 Jump Street. This is so random, but I recently watched it.
It was meant to be. Were you watching it with Kevin?
I was watching it with Kanye.
Oh, wow.
Anywho, so apparently Kanye West said he likes the movie and he is now questioning his anti-Semitism.
That's good. I'm glad it took a comedy to make you realize hating Jews is kind of dumb.
Previously, Hill supported West by attending his album release party in 2018 after he faced backlash for supporting Donald Trump. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, really? It took watching a movie to make you not hate Jewish people.
Did you think it was a good movie?
I liked it. And then they have like the college one, right? Like, or first they go to high school, then they go to college.
I believe so. I'm thinking of The Neighbors. Neighbors is a good movie,
too. It's the one with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill, right?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. So, I mean, you know what? More love is always good. If that's true, if that is the changing factor for Kanye, then good for the humanity.
Have you seen The Neighbors, the one with Seth Rogen? And Dave Franco, that wife, Rose Byrne, with the British accent. Oh, my God. Can we go down to Wedding Isle already?
She is hot.
I like her. To say that Rose Byrne is hot is not saying enough. I'm telling you, that might be the most beautiful woman in all of Hollywood. Ever since I was a kid, I had the biggest crush on her. And I just thought she was amazing. 856-49-HOPPY. Here is Ryan Hoppy and Rose Byrne getting married. Even though I think she's married with kids on a beach house that I can't afford. Alessia, what else is going on in your pile?
Glad you asked, Ryan.
Larsa
Pippen is always in our pile. Do you have a thing for her or
yes,
what?
Yes, I have a thing for
and you
cougars.
Out, you printed out colored photos of her in a bikini.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, first of all, just describing this for our listeners, but Larsa Pippen is 48 years old and she looks 28 in her damn bikinis. Holy crap.
Do you want to hear what having sex with her sounds like? She's a real tiger, a real cougar.
She is, I mean, I know. Obviously, she's had some work done. No judgment there, but she looks incredible. And she is spotted on Miami Beach making out with Marcus Jordan, 32 years old, who I went to college with. Hey, Marcus.
Her in the 90s, she was like NBA side chick hot, and now she's NBA ruining her relationship side chick hot. You know what I mean? Before in the 90s when she was dating Scottie Pippen, before all her surgery, she was like naturally beautiful. And now she's got like ruin your life energy. Like the work that she's had done on her body is a 10 out of 10. Because sometimes when you look at a person's body after they get it done, you go, oh my God, they look like a sleaze bag. But Larsa, she pulls it off. Wouldn't you agree?
She's beautiful, and I could see that before work.
She's naughty.
She is, you know, scooping up, robbing the cradle.
Yeah.
Marcus Jordan. I remember being in college. I guess I won't disclose which one. You can Google it. But Marcus Jordan had a VIP table at one of the clubs near our university, and he was hanging out with my friend at that time. So we went and hung out with him. Nice guy.
Of course he's nice. He's hanging out with beautiful women. I'm going to be a dick to them. Actually, sometimes dudes do that. Their name is Andrew Tate.
They've been going at it for a while. I'm honestly wondering, at 48 years old, well, I'm showing you the picture, Ryan. I don't think I'll look like that.
Is this the weekly routine of, I'm a 10 out of 10 beautiful woman known as Alessia, but I'm not that beautiful.
No, I'm just saying, holy crap. I mean, here's the thing I think about often is
what's
like,
happening?
Kris Jenner is in her early 70s.
Is she really?
Yes.
I think she's like 52.
Exactly. And then my grandmother is 80,
yeah,
but still like looks, I mean, my grandmother looks 80. Kris Jenner looks 50. It's just
I would
wild.
Say your grandma's prettier.
My grandma's the best. I love you, Nonna.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
Christ.
You want some more news or are we segueing?
856-49-HOPPY. I mean, honestly, we're going to get to your pile in a little bit. I don't want to dig too deep into your plumbing. You know what I mean? I want to talk a little bit about this.
Gisele Bündchen speaks out about her split from Tom Brady and responds to claims she gave him an ultimatum.
I feel like I'm so driven to succeed in football, and that's taken me away from other important priorities, which are my kids.
Yeah, we know that, bud. By the way, they're both imbeciles. I'm glad he's gone from the Bucks so I can say what I want because I had to kind of watch what I say. My God. Oh, he was so there for his kids the 2 minutes he FaceTimed her. And this whole thing. Did you hear what Gisele said?
Tell me.
We're about to find out.
My wife, and she's really held it down for our family.
The model covers the latest issue of Vanity Fair, and inside the mag, she opens up for the first time about the divorce, which was announced in October 2022, calling it the death of her dream before...
Aww. Oh, stop it!
Oh,
you know what?
No, I feel for her, Ryan. My heart is like...
There's this thing. It's totally okay to be heartbroken over a breakup. I'm going into sage advice mode right now. I'm not allowing negative vibes in here. And I know everybody listens to Happy Hour. So Giselle is totally going to hear this. If someone knows Giselle, send her this tip. First of all, you can't go out and be seen with your MMA trainer doing yoga and then ask for privacy and sympathy when you're rubbing it in Tom's face. But that's a side point because you no longer rub it in Tom's face. You know what I'm saying? Here's the thing. Heartbreak sucks. Breakups suck. Nobody begins a relationship and falls deeply in love and goes, oh my God, I want to break up. Here's the thing. But you broke up. And there's a reason you broke up. And there's a lot of good memories you have after a breakup. There's a lot of moments you go, oh my God, I missed the cuddling. Oh my God. But there's a reason that you two are not together. There's a reason that people aren't together. And there is this problem that men specifically do. Mm. Women read the room more. Whenever a woman dumps a man and the man doesn't see it coming, the woman is observing the man and seeing that she truly doesn't have a future with him. And then she's trying to make something out of nothing. And every time that the man gets dumped by the woman, the whole time during the breakup process, every second that goes by closer to your death that you're not with that ex, you realize the whole time you are painting an image in your mind of what you wanted that person to be. I've watched many breakup videos about this. And you had this image. This is the video I kept trying to send you. That literally the whole time.
I think you sent it to me. That was good with like that big buff guy.
Yeah, it's the greatest video. Jocko breakup. Type in J-O-C-K-O breakup. Because this is breakup season. I feel like we were getting cuffed down in the early 2020s. Because we're all alone and we're all full of food and quarantine. And then I feel like we found ourselves after 2021. It's very weird. But going back to Giselle, this whole the death of my dream. I thought you were this independent woman that doesn't need a man. What about your dream?
I agree, Ryan. I think that our collective consciousness, which is the mind of our planet. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone's going through transitions right now, whether it's like a death or a death of a relationship or just some sort of transition in their life. So I'll say that. Going back to Giselle, I genuinely think she's the type of person that just like has male. She reminds me a lot of myself, except I'm not a beautiful supermodel. I'm just...
You could be.
I could not. Anyways, so with Giselle, she has always had male friends. And so the MMA trainer, she even does like has a dancing friend that she dances with. And like to her, that's just connection. I don't think she's doing it to rub Tom the wrong way, nor do I think he's taking it that way just because he knows her very well and knows she has those types of relationships. I think after reading her book, she is feeling like it was the death of her dream. She dreamed of being a mother and a wife and having that family. And when that is broken, regardless of how it got to that point, it is devastating. She's grieving right now.
I can speak for every single heterosexual male who's a millennial, who's been through breakups, who doesn't have kids. But I will say, whenever the kids are involved, because I got a vasectomy, that's where I don't really like have any relation to it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm being a little harsh, but I think you need to get over it. The amount of time you spend in your short life going, oh, I broke up with my ex. Your ex, especially if they're the one that initiated breakup or changed and made the breakup happen, even if you pulled the plug, but they're the reason, you know what I'm saying? Even if that happens, they are so glad they are not with you. I always think about that. And that's what always helps me get over breakups. It's because it goes like this. It goes like, you break up and you go, oh, they're not going to survive without me. My greatness, even though they didn't know who I was about 25 years prior, in the 2 years we were together, or for Tom Brady, the 14 years, you know what I'm saying? You have this ego where you go, they're not going to survive without me. I'm their greatness. And then they survive without you. And then they have the glow up. They date the younger person. And then you block them on social media because you don't want to see it. Because the idea, even though you're better off without them, and it wasn't meant to be, this is not me projecting, the idea of them having sex with somebody else, the idea of them grabbing that man's belt and unlocking it and pulling down the zipper, everything you did in bed, everything you did romantically, they're going to do with that next person, and they're going to be glad it's not you. They are going to be with that penis or with that vagina going, I'm glad it's not you. And guess what?
What?
That should be enough to make you want to move on. The fact that they could just so quickly move on should be enough for you to go, I want my ex to feel loved forever, whatever they need, but I deserve the love. But when you sit around and you're being a beta, and that's not even just men. Women can be betas. If you're sitting around going, my ex, at that same moment that you're imagining a situation, they are going, you're a loser. I have power over you.
Wow, Ryan.
I had to let, because I'm sick of it. Dealing with breakups sucks. But we all picture this imaginary idea. That's why you got to take it slow. They always say you got to take it slow. I take it fast. I'm like a car going down to Howard Franklin 150 with three tires. I go crazy.
I mean, that is your perspective as a single man. My perspective as a woman with children is that there's just this connection that, like, even if you know the person is not for you. It's just for me, having children with someone and then not being with them, it had me really, I had to look deep within and rewire how I was raised and the things that were instilled in my mind and the values and morals I was instilled with to kind of keep the relationship going, you know? So I had to do some rewiring and kind of have a come to Jesus moment or come to terms with just life not panning out the way we plan. And it is hard. Even if you know the person's not for you, there's this like cord of attachment that I'm still trying to figure out how to like snip or heal, or maybe it'll just always exist there. And with time, it'll change. But it's hard. I feel for Giselle.
If the person that you are with, if you break up and then you don't have yourself, man, you are dead in the water.
Touche. You know what? I think so many of us get, and this is like, you know this because you went through it and you learned.
Yeah.
You're so wise, Ryan.
Thank you. That's all you got to say.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
What were you going to say before I rudely interrupted you?
No, you didn't. That was perfect. I liked it.
This following segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. WestchasePrinting.com. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com. When I tell you that they are the best Delta 8 and CBD honey around, I'm a man of my word. You can mix that in your coffee. You can suck on it. You can do whatever way of consumption you want. But the end result is going to be the best high of all time. This is also being brought to you by Mitra 9. Mitra-9.com. The best kava in Kratom around. And when you go to checkout and you use keyword hoppy, you can save 20%. This is also being brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.net. When I tell you that Devin Prasad is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, you can always use the talkback feature. All right. What else is in your plumbing?
So I just had to Google Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I know who he is, but I wanted to...
Wait. You didn't know who Dick Van Dyke was?
No, I totally do. But I wanted to see photos of him younger, and he's 97 years old right now. And he was the star of the original Mary Poppins. Holy crap. As a young gentleman, he was...
Handsome.
He was handsome. He recently got in a car accident... which now 97 years old. I know once you reach a certain age, you have to go for like every 5 years or every year, like a driving test to make sure you're still good. So I don't know if he should be driving, but he got into an accident and hit his face on the steering wheel, which is so sad for him. And then also I see that he has a wife, Arlene Silver, and she's 51 years old. That is a huge age. That's 46-year age gap.
He looks better at his age of 97 than she does at her age.
That's a big age gap, Ryan. But anyways.
40 years, no big deal.
He's a legend. And it just makes you think about like aging and just where we are in our youth.
The saddest thing in the article is he goes, all my friends are dead.
Did he say that?
Oh, buddy.
That's sad. All my friends are dead. Wow. That's
kind of eerie, right?
Some deep shit right there.
Well, you know what's funny, too, is like you look at him and he has that look in his eyes like I could die in a second. You know, like when you get so old that you could die at any moment. Look at that picture of him. That was why I put it in the article. Show me the picture. I want to describe it.
No, you didn't. You did.
Look at his face. He looks like I could die at any second.
I didn't even see that you did that. I went and Googled it. Wow.
You see that panic in his eyes? Like he's 97 and he might have 90 seconds left.
He's ready to transition. Damn, to the nothingness. I get way too deep on this podcast, Hoppy.
It's always when we're like 34 minutes in.
Yeah.
So you know what we're going to do?
Wait, I have one more story.
Oh, fine. Don't make it morbid, though.
No, this is a fine transition. All righty. So there was a woman on a United Airlines flight who left her jean jacket with her AirPods inside. One of the attendants working on the flight told the woman, the passenger, that she could not come back on the flight to retrieve her jacket. Come to find out, she was allowed back on, finally, after some debacle, grabbed her jacket, and noticed the AirPods were missing. When she confronted the stewardess about it, they denied knowing any whereabouts of her AirPods. What happened was the passenger tracked them. And come to find out, using the geo-tracking feature, she found them at the woman's house. She found them at the home of a United Airlines employee. That's where she tracked them. How awkward.
Hey, do you have AirPods?
I did. My ex took them.
Oh, good. You can have them. AirPods suck.
I don't need
hate AirPods.
I don't need your earwax. I can get new ones.
Yeah, that's classy.
Have you ever left anything on a flight? Because I have. And I was super bummed.
No, I don't really bring anything. Oh. I just bring some clothes and whatever. Until the day I die, I'm always going to use headphones with a cord. And I lost them.
Are you serious?
Like the little AirPod, like the little like iPod headphones. I will always use that.
But why?
I lost it this week.
Yeah.
And I had it for about 6 months without having to replace it because I always lose things. Or those iPhone cords, they always break. The things Apple makes are not the most resilient because they want you to keep buying things. But if I were to get AirPods, let me tell you, I would lose them in 2 minutes. I barely know what I'm doing at any second of any day, Alessia. I'm barely here on this planet as it is. And for a short time. So you think I'm going to really know where my AirPods are? hey, I'm going to go to the gym.
That's why you get the geo-tracking AirTag, Ryan. They sell that.
I don't like the future.
Apple Smart. I left on a flight to Europe my grandfather's iPad. So my grandfather passed and they gave me his iPad. And then I left it on a flight, tried contacting them. Everyone spoke Spanish because I had moved to Spain and it was never found it. And they told me after like 30 days that they just like donate all the stuff they find. I was like, oh, man.
It probably got sold for cocaine money. Let's be real here.
So bummed.
Alessia, what's that moment like where you're like, oh, crap, my $480 iPad is not here?
Oh, it sucked, Ryan.
Yeah, I would assume, but, you know, like, you keep checking your backpack and your luggage, and you're like, it's there somewhere,
you know,
and then you ultimately realize, because you know when you lose something and you have that moment where you either find it,
mm-hmm.
or there's that moment where you've literally checked everywhere and you go, it's missing?
Yeah.
My mom's Roman Catholic. Oh, the greatest.
She flips over a cup and prays to St. Anthony.
I didn't know about the flipping the cup thing. I'm not really drinking Red Solo cup. Yeah, that was a dumb joke. But listen to me. Yes, she prays to St. Anthony.
And does it come up?
I don't know, because it's somewhere in the house. It's because of St. Anthony, not the fact that you found it.
It is.
Religion. Get out of here.
I pray to St. Anthony.
Of course you do. Oh, is that the name of your boyfriend?
St. Anthony, please help Ryan find his mind.
So back like 25 years ago, and I swear I'm not copying Howard Stern, Howard used to have Robin refer to her boyfriend as like person X.
Ooh, I love that.
So your boyfriend is going to be St. Anthony.
I didn't know.
Yes. St. Anthony.
Stop. That's so funny.
Where'd you meet St. Anthony?
Okay, first of all, he's not officially my boyfriend.
He's going to be, though. If not, it was just another hookup that you're in denial about.
He is really great. He is really wonderful. Do you want me? Yeah.
Because he needs my approval. You cannot just go into a relationship.
Yeah.
He must take me out for the fanciest dinner ever at Hyde Park, okay? That's how it works. I get the meal bought for me, and then I get the approval that you can date my Alessia.
Oh, right.
No one's going to break this woman's heart again, because trust me, when you break her heart, I have to hear about it.
That's the truth. Ryan, you're so cute. That was so sweet.
I'm being serious, though. I don't want to have you. Listen.
Yesterday.
Listen, buddy. No.
I have to tell you, yesterday he said, hey, Ryan sounds really cool. I would like to meet him sometime. I think we would be boys.
Hell yeah. All right, good. That's so good to hear. Hey, dude, I know you're listening. I don't know what you look like. I don't know what cologne you wear. I don't know what you do for a job.
Chanel Blue.
I already know what he looks like. He's pretty. He's gorgeous. His eyes are like, oh my God, McDreamy. But you need my approval. You cannot just ask to have Alessia as a girlfriend without getting Ryan Hoppy's approval. Because trust me, buddy, we're going to be the biggest radio show this town has ever seen. And I'm going to be with her for the next 50 years until we retire or one of us dies. And if you break her heart, I'm going to have to hear about it all the time.
Ryan, you would be so surprised because...
What? He's a fan?
He actually looks kind of similar to Travis Barker. He's tatted up.
Oh, he better not break your heart. Sometimes dudes with tattoos can be really endearing.
And then I feel like I'm the Kourtney Kardashian who had her two babies, left Scott Disick, single mom life, and then found Travis Barker, her true love.
Alessia?
Yes, Ryan?
Are you? I'm going to go to break saying this. Alessia Calandra and St. Anthony are officially having their midlife crisis.
Happy hour.
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Hour will be right back.
Oh, but I swear, when Ryan Hoppy says I'm bougie and classy, I don't like that, even though I referred to myself as one of the elite couples. I'm over here, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian, whenever I'm in a relationship. You? Oh, I want to be the most pretentious Kardashian. I love you. I'm just kidding. I don't know what this segment was brought to you by, but do you want to promote anything, Alessia?
Man, I had something to promote.
Oh, that's good.
What did I have to promote? All right, let's do pineapple espresso. We love pineapple espresso.
Yes.
Come drive through for healthy eats and amazing coffee in St. Petersburg. Also want to shout out my marketing business. If you are a local Tampa Bay business and you need full service marketing, photography, branding, or just a friend, hit me up on social media, or you can email me at letterscalessia@gmail.com. I would love to work with you and your business.
All right. Let's do a quick rundown of the sponsors of Happy Hour: FitSageFinish.net, AmirAcademy.com, RichKBarber.com, WestChaseprinting.com, CounselingOnCall.net, tinyurl.com/HoppyMitra. Save 20% on the best kava and kratom of all time by using keyword Hoppy at checkout. And also DZBZHoney.com. I don't know if you noticed, but all the sponsors are either about getting high, getting in shape, or looking good.
Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Mommy, I heard you kissing last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hot topic!
Selena Gomez is sticking up for Hailey Bieber.
Defend the side chick. Makes sense.
The 30-year-old Only Murders in the Building star took to her Instagram story early Friday morning to share a statement urging her fans to stop, quote, bullying the 26-year-old model.
I wonder if they ever had a threesome. There had to be a threesome with Hailey, Selena, and Bieber. Like, she really defends the side chick a lot. And I'm not trying to be a shock jock here. I'm being serious. There is a connection between Hailey and Selena. Maybe they both know that Bieber is so awful to be around that they kind of have a bond. That even though Hailey ruined that relationship, that they're kind of able to go, I'll give you some tips for dealing with Bieber.
I think that Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner are extremely, they're just like modern day LA elite bullies towards Selena Gomez. And I think that Selena handled this as best as she could. Yep. I mean, what else is she going to say?
Like, nothing, and go away, and we would have forgot about it. She brings it upon herself. She's always the victim. She lights up being the victim.
I don't know. I do think Selena does have like this victim mentality.
Oh, no.
Here's the reality, though. If she fought back or was like, these girls are bullies, blah, 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 then people would have just came at her harder and it's not even worth her time. So she's like, whatever, I'm good. It's good. It doesn't bother me. It was called Killing with Kindness, Ryan. She
Killing
wrote
with Kindness.
She that isn't that her song?
Yeah.
Yes. See?
I had that on my playlist the other day. I was singing in the house. Kill my kindness.
Stop it. Were you?
No, I'm lying to you. Of course I was.
Oh my gosh. Are you still taking your Are you still taking your baths?
Took one this morning. I was actually playing it. I was taking a bath on Friday after work and Kill My Kindness was on while I was in the bathtub.
You're kidding me. Are you kidding?
No. I am being 100% genuine with you when I tell you that I was naked as hell in my bathtub with my legs on the wall and Kill My Kindness was playing.
Legs on the wall?
Well, you gotta think about it. Look,
God, I can't.
It looks like I'm giving birth. It's like this.
It's tough. Oh my God.
Here, take a picture real quick. I want to show people what I look like when I take a bath.
Okay.
It's kind of like this. Like, I put my legs up in the air. And then I'm leaning back, and then I'm like watching my body, and I got to make sure every part of my body gets in, and it's quite a vibe. I am really good the day two, because I have a shower, you know, and my hot water lasts about 2 minutes, so you can get a real quick little quickie in there, because
oh
if the hot water lasts forever, Nothing like when you're in a relationship and you go into the shower after sex and you're going to clean off and then you start having sex again.
Why
and then
does
you're
this
like,
lead to sex if we're talking about Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez and the bullying that went down and then you are taking a bath listening to Selena Gomez?
Yes, I am, baby.
Somehow that segues into Ryan Hoppy doing it again. Every topic we talk about on this
I'm
Hoppy Hour, every topic, Ryan, somehow transitions to you getting frisky.
Says the girl that the first thing
no,
I...
blah, 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 blah. He muted my mic
I did
again.
Not mute you. I didn't...
I was waiting for it.
I didn't touch anything. Oh. Let me talk. Says the girl that when you arrived, you're like, I got my pipe cleaned. Like you announced to me that it was going
no,
to be a sexual
I,
show.
I lied to you and I said, so this plumber like came over to fix my sink and he asked me, when's the last time you had your pipes cleaned? But instead that was Saint
Anthony. He would have tattoos.
It was Saint Anthony who came over to help me out and then he asked me and I was like, boy, you know.
Oh, we do know.
From streaming video and music platforms to meal kits and clothing, subscriptions and memberships now exist for nearly everything. One survey finding nearly 80% of adults worldwide now pay for a subscription service. All it takes to sign up? But when you want to cancel, many wonder, could it be any more complicated? Chandler trying once again to cancel his gym membership in this classic episode of Friends.
I want to quit the gym. You do realize you won't have access to our new full-service suite of spa.
Yeah, canceling the gym. There's a scene in Friends here about canceling the gym. Canceling the gym is like leaving the mafia. I think leaving a gang in Chicago is easier than leaving LA Fitness. How many subscriptions do you have? Is it ever hard for you to unsubscribe?
Them. I want to list them because I actually have not written them out and I need to be better financially. So here are my subscriptions. I have the Disney Plus package, which includes Hulu and ESPN Plus. I have Netflix. I got YouTube TV and then I think I canceled it. Then I have Lightroom for my marketing work. It's my photo editing software. I have an Adobe Suite. I have Canva, which is also for my marketing. Then I have Audible subscription. So I get a book a month. I know I have more than this and it's so, I have my Apple like iCloud and then I have a Dropbox. I pay for a Google Drive subscription because I need more storage. Oh my gosh, like I need to cut back. Like this is taking up a lot of my life. I feel like it's probably more than that if I really sat and thought about it.
Let's get morbid.
I want to quit the gym.
Some companies require you to show up in person to cancel or hit you with drawn-out sales pitches. Others offer confusing online directions and phone calls with longer-than-usual wait times.
That makes sense.
The Federal Trade Commission calls these dark pattern tactics designed to trick and trap consumers. Some expressing their frustration on social media.
It says, hey, how to end your subscription. Go to end subscription button, but it doesn't exist.
Now, the FTC sharing exclusively with Today, it is proposing a new rule to help.
What would this rule do for consumers? So this rule would basically make it so that companies have to make it as easy to cancel a subscription as they do to sign up.
FTC Chair Lina Khan says the rule would require businesses to allow customers to cancel subscriptions the same way they signed up for them, whether online or by phone, in the same number of steps. They'd also have to disclose certain terms before collecting your billing information.
You know what I just realized, Ryan?
What?
Subscriptions can tell a lot about a person. I just realized all of my subscriptions are either work-related or entertainment-based. I have no gym subscriptions. I did have a yoga membership. Oh, I forgot. I get monthly facials. That's kind of like a subscription.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really subscribed. But it makes you think about like what's important to you. So I want to know what your subscriptions are. Do you have a gym membership? Do you?
I'm the goat at getting people to give me their passwords. I do pay for HBO Max and Hulu, but
ooh, let me get that login, boy.
All right, I got you. You want it?
Yeah.
Just make a separate account. And make sure St. Anthony has to make one so I have to see what you guys... There has to be two accounts made. One that says Alessia and one that says St. Anthony. And when you're with the kids, you're home alone, you use the Alessia page. But when you're getting frisky with St. Anthony, you got to go on the St. Anthony account so I can see what manifests getting laid.
What kind of dirty HBO Max shows are there?
Oh, man. Those shows are... it's weird because it's like softcore. I'm not really into softcore porn. I'm into hardcore porn. I'm into watching the act, not the like acting.
Are you for real?
You like good acting?
No, they have that though.
I don't know if they have it on HBO Max. They used to have it on HBO On Demand.
Hmm.
God, I love porn. Last night I was so anxious.
I don't want to know. Next.
And then I did.
Oh my God.
I felt amazing, dude. It's such anxiety.
The dirtiest rated X show in Tampa Bay. That's what we are.
No, the dirtiest
show. Speaking of rated R things.
What's up?
I went somewhere.
So here's what we're going to do. I don't even know if I'm, even though I already know what this is, I don't even know if I'm mentally prepared. So let me just wash my hands real quick.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9, the best kava and kratom around. Use keyword Hoppy at checkout. Mitra-9.com.
Happy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers.
Thanks,
Welcome
guys.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
You get to die with money.
Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
All right, I just had to wash my hands real quick because we're about to get naughty. Hey, if you're Alessia's family in Canada, you should probably turn off the show. All right, what happened?
Okay, so I was at a friend's house yesterday helping her bake a cake for her boyfriend. Yes, his birthday's today.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I'm baking this cake. She's doing my hair after that. And then I was in her bathroom washing my hands. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I left my vibrator out. And it was like on the sink. And I thought that it was like this. If you're a woman, you would know what I'm talking about. But it's like this Clarisonic like facial scrubber that cleans your face when you're cleansing. And I was like, oh, that's what I thought it was. And she's like, no, girl, it's this like new technology vibrator and you need to go get one like right now. And I thought about it and I was like, okay, I kind of want to go do this. But then I also thought, I asked her, I was like, is it weird that it's like midday and I'm just like single mom in it and like don't have my children this weekend and I'm going to go drive up in a neighborhood town I grew up in, just pull my car up right to the sex shop or adult super center. I'm sorry. Pardon me.
That place is so naughty.
Have to be politically correct here.
You got to go to Todd Couples. That's the place.
I walked in and the guy was talking to the girl about butt sex, just very openly, which was so, I was like, well, the employees were, and I was like, is this considered sexual harassment or is it like fair game here? I don't know. Anyways, I found the friend, the vibrator she recommended. I may or may not have purchased it, and that's all. That is all.
I thought you were going to say you found a G-spot. I was like, good, it's hard to find.
Anywho, it was awkward going into one. I'm really glad they have tinted windows, but I mean, like, you never know who you're going to run into.
I want to tell you, Todd Couples on Nebraska Avenue, the only problem with it is you have to go to Nebraska Avenue. And besides that, the Nebraska Avenue scene is so lovely. I mean, people on Nebraska are prettier than people that are on Nebraska Avenue. But that Todd Couples over there, I did a few gigs at my old radio job there and stuff. That place is professional. They know everything about their dildos.
I'm mortified. I think that I will never be hired by another Catholic school again. I used to work at a Catholic school.
Oh, no.
As a teacher. And I'm just like, now I just can't keep my damn mouth
in.
Shut. And
you're all in.
These are, now I'm affecting my future is what's happening.
Trust me. If you're talking about having sex... it's the biggest problem in the Catholic Church. I think you're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So when's the last time you went to an adult superstore, Ryan?
2019. Went to a place called Fantasyland. I was talking to a girl on Tinder, and she's like, I go there a lot. There's like parties in that. So I went there, and it was like a movie theater area, and I like walk in, and a bunch of dudes are spanking it, and I'm like, I'm going home. It's really weird. It is very odd. I had probably the, how would I describe it? Oh, good. My mom's sending me a text at the same moment.
Did you get anything?
No.
Okay.
Not at that place. I've gone to Todd Couples. That place is legit.
What is Todd Couples?
It's the name of the sex shop in Tampa. It's like the best.
It's called Todd?
T-O-D-D Couples.
Todd
I'm telling you.
Todd Couples.
It is legit. And they don't make you feel weird at all. It's professional as hell. It's clean.
Really? Yeah, the place I went was kind
of. Yeah, you went to one of the places you see on the side of the
and
road.
And then you know what
when,
was funny?
When you're, I mean, I'm interrupting you. Sorry. You went to one of the places on the side of the road that you see in Georgia, you know?
It was like a food mart. It was like a little fruit. It was like a fruit stand. Fruit
yes,
stand.
Yes, yes.
And then, so I'm checking out. So I guess I'm checking out and the guy's like, do you want me to like test this for you first? And I'm like, no,
what?
Like I'm good. See, to people listening that are like used to this, you're like, yeah, obviously you got to test it first. But I'm like, why would you do that? But then he's like, because you cannot return it. Health code violation. I'm like, oh, okay, test it. He kind of got offended when I said not to test it. So then I was like, yeah, test it. Okay, fine. Like test it. Fine. And then it worked, and I was like, all righty, thank you very much. See you never again.
I don't care how classy your sex shop is. There is a vibe. It's a little better when you got like a girlfriend, and you feel less like, I'm getting laid tonight. But when you're single, it is just,
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah, I could see that.
Rather go to Dignitary and get some more chiller. Bye.
All right.
Alessia?
Ryan.
Are you sick of me yet?
No. Are you sick of me?
No. But we got a
vibe. We have dirty minds. We really need to, come up with some different topics.
I think, this is the show. I think your family is just, they saw you.
It should be like XXX, Hoppy Hour, because we getting dirt in and delivering some dirt.
Oh, I'm saving that clip. Here's the thing. Everybody has sex. And you come from a traditional, amazing, perfect, no flaws in our family.
You are joking when you say that. You are funny.
Yeah, it's called sarcasm.
Okay.
Everybody's in your family is like mad about you talking about having sex.
No
Everybody
sex in
has
the
sex.
Champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No, you know that song? You don't know that song?
No.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm lying to you.
No sex in the champagne room?
And it sounds good.
Sounds classy.
Those are the best porns, you know.
Oh, my God,
one time
Ryan.
Ryan,
we are not going. We are changing the topic.
I'm telling you right now.
No one wants to hear about it.
Have you ever seen somebody you know on OnlyFans?
No, have you? Oh, my God. Wait. That's
it
so
was
awkward.
They worked in promotions. At my old radio job.
Oh my God, are you serious? Our old radio job where I also worked in promotions? Wow.
And she was naughty.
Seriously.
I'm not supposed to say that out loud.
That's so awkward.
But I just did. Man, she was a big fan of clam chowder.
Clam chowder? Speaking of clam chowder, I have a segue here. My friend and I created this new are we done? Why are you standing
up?
No,
I'm just laughing.
Okay.
Keep talking.
So we created Save Your Appetite. Save Your Appetite. And it is our new little gig where we are going around Tampa Bay and trying random dishes and rating the best of the best. So for instance, my friend who I'm starting this with loves clam chowder. But where do you go, Ryan, in Tampa Bay for the best bowl of clam chowder? Well, follow us on Save Your Appetite to find out. And we will be selecting other random dishes to try and give you the best of the best in the Bay.
You know what I love about you?
What?
My favorite part about you is you're definitely a sexual woman.
Oh, my God.
But, man, some things go over your head, and it is so angelic. And I could see how your family is surprised that you're a sexual person. You're going to listen back to the podcast, and you're going to hear the transition and be like, wow. But then here's the other good part.
Clam chowder.
Yep.
Happy hour. Happy hour.